Hey guys, and welcome to our sixth
episode.
Some number of episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, where we talk about anime and Japan's. And I'm Dylan, and with me is the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Hey guys.
A hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
His hips don't lie, The Rock.
Hi guys.
And this guy named Chris.
Hey.
Alright, so everyone break out your swimsuits and sports equipment, because this is going to be a filler episode.
Oh.
But before we get to that, let's talk about some news.
We going to ring the news bell first?
Sure, why not?
News.
Oh yeah, and by the way, if you guys don't know, this is our buddy LaRock here. He does Cowboy Bebop. A lot of Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, so, you're going to put me on the spot for this.
Look right. What you're making.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
We're going to have like a little cooking bit. Like how to recipes and stuff.
Talk cooking. Nothing is being prepared. He's just going to put some in a cup.
But yes, as you can see, Glitch and Sean are both not with us today.
As
so
you
we
can
have...
hear.
Whatever. Yeah, they might be able to see.
I don't know.
I mean, the weird ones, I guess.
Nice. Maybe they're on acid and they can see the sound waves, you know, like Jimi Hendrix.
Daredevil's actually in your listening group.
But we have, today we do, we have LaRock and Chris joining us, which is great.
And they're our filler characters.
They are our filler characters.
Okay, so on to news that we announced.
Just
like,
looked at me and I shrugged.
We're not getting any character development.
Yeah.
They die at the end of this episode.
Don't look for their action figures.
I hope I end up being the Boba Fett of the show, and everybody's like, oh, remember LaRock? He was cool. Like, nothing's about me ever. But they're
like a spaceship and a jetpack.
Yeah. Shot a missile that they never shot. Yeah. And you shoot missiles, right, Laura?
Yes.
We don't have that attachment for them.
No, because people are too afraid that kids will shoot their eyes out with the missile.
Okay.
That's an old reference to Star Wars toys, not even anime related.
We have like that one guy that's
it's
like, oh,
Christmas story.
I get it.
That was a Star Wars reference wrapped up in a Christmas story joke. Merry
Actually,
Christmas.
I think you guys mentioned that. You remember that Toy Hunter show?
Yeah.
It's going to be like an actual show.
Yeah, I know. Finally. It was awesome because the first episode was Thundercats toys. I was so excited. It was a great pilot episode.
Awesome.
I like Thundercats.
I won't
Weird.
Know that.
Speaking of toys, this is a good segue into our first news bit. Okay, so after 20 years off the market, Bandai is releasing some Sailor Moon action figures again.
Yeah, finally.
What I've been waiting for.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's
in all honesty, though, Sailor Moon is cool.
It's just really interesting in the fact that, I mean, Sailor Moon has been around for a long time. It's a legacy, and just the fact that it's been off the market. And like, because everybody knows what Sailor Moon is, whether or not you like it or not. And the fact that there's just been nothing on the market for it. I mean, they just started the manga up again. And now, after 20 years, it's the 20th anniversary, they're going to release toys again. And one other thing is that Bandai is doing it. And, you know, we just talked about weeks ago on one of our episodes that Bandai was shutting down their distribution department, you know, with DVDs and manga and Blu-rays and all new releases. And they're still releasing toys, so apparently they're a toy company now.
Unless it's solely a toy company, because they were a toy company before.
Yeah, they've always been a toy company.
Right, yeah. And also, this segues into the next bit, that Bandai is also going to be releasing a Voltron-Disney hybrid toy, where you can buy different pieces of Disney robot characters, and you can turn them into a Voltron.
Yeah.
Mickey is going to be the body of it, and then they made... another toy that's based off of Steamboat Willie, but his name is Ace Willie. Yeah, and he's going to be the head of the robot, and then I think it's Minnie, Pluto, Goofy, Donald.
I think Goofy and Pluto are supposed to be the legs.
Yeah, they are.
Which, I don't know why the dog's got to be the legs, but... It feels like they're implying something. I don't even know what they're implying, but I'm on to them.
I always thought it was weird that, like, Goofy was a dog and Pluto was a dog, but one of them was a pet and one of them was a humanoid. What was the difference between the two dogs?
One of them is mentally handicapped, clearly.
So you keep it as a pet?
Wait, Walt Disney was talking about weird.
You just keep handicapped people around your place? You know?
Well, I'm not going to tell you now. I'm kind of getting self-conscious.
I don't know. I've never been in PetSmart.
A friend of mine is going to see a wolf this weekend, and I keep on telling him, I think it would be hilarious if, like...
What? Wait.
I think it would be hilarious if, like, you go to a zoo or something, and it's just a whole bunch of, like, furries in suits, but nobody acknowledges it. Like, everybody's like, no, that's totally a zebra, not just a guy, like, walking around.
Wait, so your friend's, like, got an appointment with a wolf?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
He said he was Liam Neeson, so the wolf's like, yeah, sure, I'll teach you.
So Production IG, we talked about this last week where they started the Kickstarter for their Kick Hearts project, the wrestling movie with the nun and the wrestler. They have reached their goal for the 10-minute short. It was $150,000. And they just recently put out what they're going to be doing, you know, in steps as we get there. Because we know that the ultimate goal is $1 million to make it a feature-length movie. It's probably never going to happen. But there are other goals where if we reach something like $175,000, it's going to get like an English dub, I think. Oh, no. Sorry. The $200,000 one is going to be the English dub. And they actually already have Richard Epcar on the project, who we interviewed in one of our videos. I mean, he's done everything, so it's not really a surprise. He's kind of...
He's a really cool guy, too.
Yeah. And so that's a really good choice. I think that would be really funny if they actually got an English dub for it. But congratulations to Production IG for making their Kickstarter goal. And we're going to get a 10-minute kick card short.
I'm actually very excited for this because you ladies and gents on the other side of the speaker, I guess, don't know this about me, but I'm actually, like, an on and off fan of wrestling. So the fact that there's, like, a wrestling anime is totally cool with me. I'm totally excited.
All right. Let's move on to some gaming news.
Okay, we'll just ignore them.
It's a LaRock trading. Back to your trading card.
We didn't
also
ignore it.
Also, fire attacks.
All right.
It's too spicy.
So the gaming news story that I have for today. Capcom has done messed up. How about
whoa,
that?
Whoa. Capcom.
Okay. So apparently Street Fighter Cross Tekken is still a thing. I didn't know because I stopped playing it like weeks after it came out. But it was time for them to put out their DLC for their new 12 characters, and there were supposed to be 12 new costumes, and there was going to be like 38 new costumes for everybody else in the game, and they missed the deadline.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah. Capcom's Twitter announced that they're fixing the problem, whatever, and that it's, you know, it's gonna be all worked out, but I mean, they really dropped the ball on this one. The fact that this was probably the only thing, in my opinion, this is probably the only thing that was keeping people from playing Street Fighter.
Cross Tekken was dying out pretty quickly. Like, it's not doing too well. Because, I mean, it's not built with a lot of features in it. Just the fighting and the customization. And even when the color customization came out, they only gave you 4 colors. And then they had you wait about 2 months before they released.
More of the colors.
There was the original
gray,
color.
Dark gray.
No, you're close, actually. Original color, the secondary color for the costume, black and white.
Oh, those are some good ones.
Wait, just to be clear, Street Fighter Cross Tekken is one with Fat Mega Man, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they had the fans wait about a month or two before they released any new colors, so we were just kind of sitting, just doing the regular fighting feature where you could only customize your characters to make them either all black or all white. And, yeah, it was, I don't know what they were, waiting on everything.
How is this that complicated of a thing to do?
Well, especially because all the features were already in the disc.
Yeah.
They just had to unlock it from the disc.
Yeah, they literally just needed to release a code to unlock those features on the disc, and they missed the deadline.
I don't know, there's got to be more to it.
No, there's got to be more to it, but this is a frequent thing with Capcom.
I'm fairly certain that there's somebody out there who is not bothered by this at all. They were like, what? No, I could just do all black Chun-Li, and I've got Shadow Lady.
Yeah, Shadow Lady. Everybody,
like,
no, but that was the thing. Everybody just went ahead and made Shadow Lady. It was just like, that's all I can do.
Well, maybe there's somebody out there who was like, that's all I've ever wanted.
The person who wanted that as well is also wanting Skull Dude.
Skullomania?
Yes. Skullomania.
Skull from Power Rangers?
He's no good without Bulk.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a really cool guy.
He's got that gangly earring.
Yeah. So I got some sad news, guys. We don't have any strange news tonight. So that's it for news.
Oh, no.
So now we're going to move on to what we're watching. So I haven't been watching much, so we'll probably have to start with one of you.
Yeah, okay. Since Jonathan started watching it, he was watching Ranma One Half,
mm-hmm.
Which that show is long. There's 166 episodes. So I actually passed Jonathan in watching Ranma. I've been watching it every morning, like four episodes at a time. And I'm actually at the beginning of season three now. So I still have four more seasons to go after I finish season three, which, and that show is just so good. I'm probably going to end up doing a review on it. It's so fun to watch. It's so funny. It's got that really classic anime feel to it. Yeah, it's good. If you're a fan of the classics, I would highly recommend. Even actually, no, just a fan of anime, I highly recommend watching Ranma One Half.
Cool. What about you, Dan?
Me? All right. I'm gonna follow up with what I said last week, where I would talk about the anime set of the new season that I kept watching. And what I've kept watching, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which we talked about enough last week. We kind of talked that one.
It's still awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's no words to describe how awesome it is. The other one that I actually didn't mention last week, but I'm still watching, is called Blast of Tempest. And that's the Bones new series. Mm-hmm. And I think I had an aneurysm the first episode that I watched it because it was so confusing. And
yep.
I'm still watching it because the only reason why I'm still watching it is because episode three, like I always give animes three episodes to impress me unless the first episode is really bad.
Like Maya Shiki?
Like Busoshiki.
Oh, Busoshiki.
Episode three gave me the reason to keep watching the show. And the reason was like there's a murder at the beginning of the series. One of the characters' sisters was murdered. But the weird thing about the show is that every single character in that show is a jerk. Like, they all just hate each other. Nobody actually likes each other in the show. They're just jerks to one another. And so, like, I'm watching the show, and in episode three comes along, and you find out where they're going to go to find the sister's murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really, like, I don't care who killed her. Like, I really honestly don't care who the murderer is. I want to know why she was murdered.
Was it Colonel Mustard?
No, Colonel Mustard also died at the beginning of that, but they figured that one out.
So the butler, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Tim Curry.
It's always Tim Curry.
I've got to be honest, every time I play, Scarlet. Like, I just accuse Scarlet, and I'm usually right.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And the other animes that I'm watching, I'm following up with season two of Madoka Box. Pretty good, not as good as the first season. Screw you, everybody who hated on me for saying that it wasn't season one was a school life comedy, because it was. Next.
I don't know. I think the only thing I watched was Naruto, the new episode. I'm still just watching that.
How is it?
Yeah, is it still good?
Yeah. It goes back and forth on, like, just showing you little bits like, oh, here's a couple characters that you don't really care about and, like, a little story. It's not, I wouldn't consider it filler because, like, it all sort of has to deal with this big war that's going on. But it's not about, like, I really just want to see, like, Naruto fight now since he's, like, really, really strong and, like, resolve some of the other stuff. But it's still going to take a while for a lot of that stuff to get resolved. But I still enjoy it.
All right.
Yeah. What about you, Lenok? What do you watch?
Honestly, I haven't watched anything new in a long time.
Desperate Housewives?
After the first season, it just went down from there. But I guess I watch, like, Samurai Champloo. I essentially watch anything that Cartoon Network has shown me just a whole bunch of times.
It's not a bad thing. Those shows are awesome.
Yeah.
And that's actually how a lot of anime fans start off, is with those shows.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tetsuyo,
yeah. And then that's kind of when they learn, oh, there's more anime than just these ones. And then they can kind of explore their taste in anime. So they got some good star stuff on Cartoon Network with those.
Cool. What about you, Chris? What are you watching?
Okay.
Anything?
I haven't really been watching anything recently, but I was, like, rewatching Welcome to NHK.
Oh, yeah. That was a weird anime.
I love that anime, though.
You do? Cause,
yeah.
Well, because, see, I liked it, but I didn't love it. It kind of had a great beginning. And then it kind of trailed off from where I thought it was going to go, and then it got really depressing.
Yeah, but I think that was always the expectation, that it was going to be really depressing, sort of.
Well, yeah, I actually went into hearing that it was a great comedy.
Yeah,
it's a great comedy, but it's, like, sad. But
yeah,
it's one
incredibly
of those things,
sad.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's, like, it's funny because of how shattering it is to your soul.
The whole beginning, remember where the first episode you're like, I don't really know where this anime is going, and then the second episode he meets his neat neighbor.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're gonna make a hentai game. And I was like, this is gonna be the funniest thing I've ever seen, because it's gonna be about two guys building a hentai game. It's not about that at all. It just goes downhill from there.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, spirals into his own depression further. It's just like...
And then, like, I find it funny that the emotional tug-of-war that the show brings you through, it's like, okay, it's like, say you watch the first 10 minutes of Up over and over again.
yeah, that's a great comparison there.
Yeah. It's just like a roller coaster that never stops. Like, ha ha ha! Oh. Ha ha ha! Oh.
Anything else that you're watching?
I also recently, like, watched all of Dead Man Wonderland that's currently, like, released.
I still haven't, like, seen the whole thing. I've only seen the first 2 episodes.
Yeah, there's only, like, I don't know, like, 11 episodes or something like that.
Funimation...
26.
Yeah.
No, it's not full 26, I don't think.
Well, Funimation just released the whole box set of it. However many they have, Funimation has it all now.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. I wasn't sure that there was, like, maybe I didn't watch all the...
That was I don't know for anybody.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to our Topagachi for this week, which is filler episodes. And it was suggested to talk about the best filler episodes, but
I think it's just
really
going to be a general discussion.
We can talk about our favorite filler episodes, but we can also talk about the worst filler episodes.
Saying is, like, I don't really have a filler episode, because when it gets to one of those in an anime, I'm like, oh god.
I do. I actually. I would have to say that they're actually from Soul Eater, and there's 3, but 2 of them are the same. Anybody who knows the character Excalibur. Like, literally the sword, he is a weapon and any episode that's about Excalibur is just so hilarious, because it's so over the top random. It's the closest thing you get to Japanese humor in an action anime, because it's like the life story of the sword Excalibur. But Excalibur, when he's not a sword, he's a really, really powerful weapon. But when he's not a weapon, he's really, really annoying.
Yeah, people can't stand him. So they had 3 of those filler episodes with Excalibur.
Actually, and why don't you take a moment just to explain, like, the archetypes that are in a filler episode.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
basically there's the general one where it has to do with the characters and the universe that they're living in, but they're usually just doing something in their daily lives, mostly like Soul Eater, where they're either discovering a new character that doesn't contribute to the story,
mm-hmm.
or they
sort of arbitrary task.
Yeah, like the test episode, which I believe you're going to talk about next.
Remember where
they're taking the test?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was just one episode
and
where it was
then,
just
and
so
then, of course, there's...
That was going to be my filler episode. It's like, oh, hey, Android's about to attack. Nah, man. Goku and Piccolo need to learn how to drive a car. But they're so big, though.
They can just drive cars.
And then there are the episodes which... I'm surprised this hasn't come up on Wicked Anime sooner, but the episodes that are swimsuit episodes, either the pool or the beach, the hot springs episode, and, of course, your sporting events episode. And they usually show up either really early in the anime before the story takes off,
or very, very late in the anime before everything all goes to hell.
It's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're about to go, like, resolve the final story. No. Let's go play a game of soccer real quick.
Yeah, vacation first.
Yeah, let's see. Eureka 7 had soccer.
Soccer, yeah. They just...
Samurai Champloo had baseball.
Love that episode.
Yeah. Oh, I did too.
Soul Eater had basketball.
Outlaw Star had a complete hot springs planet they went to.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Well, and that was the weird thing about Outlaw Star was just the fact that they're like, you know what? I think it's time to show some boobies.
Yeah.
I know, like the entire show. Well, but the entire show had it was like, you know, self-censoring. You know, they cover themselves up, and then all of a sudden it's like, nope, let's just go for it.
That one was kind of interesting though, because it still sort of had some plot there. Like he was trying to get more bullets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, which was funny because they weren't able to air it on like Cartoon Network because of the nudity and stuff. So it was just like it was just like one episode. We really need these caster shells. The next episode got the caster.
Yeah,
shells.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
But it was so weird that they just chose like Aisha. She was the only one who was actually naked in the like everybody else was pretty well covered up, but Aisha was like full on naked the entire episode.
Also in lava.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I had no issues.
I'm Elation. That's up.
I like him a lot.
Hey go.
So what are some of the worst filler episodes then? Like
Bubble Ninja?
to lose weight.
Naruto. Oh man, that was awful. It's just like, I don't remember which story arc it was in, but then all of a sudden like they're just like in a woods and then this ninja pops up and his special jutsu is like he makes bubbles. I mean, given he would like kill people in gruesome ways with them, I think he would like suffocate people by like putting a bubble over their head. And, like, I don't know, but it was just I did not like that. Did not enjoy that part.
I kind of think that some of the filler episodes for DBZ were super bad. Which is okay. The reason that I find it's weird for DBZ is because given the length of all the sagas. Usually it feels like the actual important story episodes are in themselves filler episodes. Like, the whole joke, like, oh, he's charging up for, like, the next 5 episodes. But the for realsies filler episodes were just terrible. Like Gohan getting tutoring lessons from, like, was he a pedophile? I'm pretty sure that was the joke in the episode.
And that's interesting that you mentioned, like, a series so long like that, like Bleach and One Piece and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, Bleach.
Bleach has entire filler seasons.
Yeah.
Like, the Bounce arc.
The whole Bounce arc season 3 is a filler season that does not contribute to the main story of the Soul Society.
And
I can't believe it.
And they played the whole thing on Adult Swim.
Oh, man.
I think that might have been why I never got into Bleach.
Yeah.
I probably stepped into that, and I'm like, what is... No.
It was boring, man.
It was. And that's what... I still like Bleach. I still really want to finish it, but I know I have to make it through that season, because I know I can't just skip a season, because all of a sudden they're going to be like, look at all the stuff we learned! Season 4, go! And you're supposed to be on board with everybody? I don't know. Or Bleach.
They're not going to magically know Love Burning Fingers. Like, what? When did you pick that up?
Did you have one? Andrew?
Let me think about it a little bit more. I'm pretty sure that was what I was going to say was the Bleach season.
Yeah, I think the filler season.
Like
John had said, the longer series is like Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, and Naruto, and One Piece, they definitely, just because they're so long, they're prone to having more and more just filler episodes. They're just nonsense. They don't really give you anything else to the story. They're just random stuff.
I mean, I can certainly talk about the good filler episodes that I really liked.
Do that. Because, like I said, I don't really typically enjoy filler episodes.
The ones from Cowboy Bebop, I think Cowboy Bebop did an excellent job with the filler episodes. Like the mushrooms episode, that was funny as hell. And then and same with the fridge one. What was it called?
Pierre LeFou.
No,
the one with the fridge.
Oh, the fridge. I thought you said the Frenchman.
Oh no. Yeah.
Although that one was good too. But that's the interesting fine line that we have, though, is that was that really a filler episode, or was that just a part of having a situational anime?
While we consider this, because we're talking about Cowboy Bebop, I'm actually hungover right now. So I'm going to fix up a prairie oyster, which was brought up in a Heavy Metal Queen. So please, discuss.
He's cracking the egg.
Yeah. Into this bowl.
Wow, you cracked that egg really, really nicely. How did you do
that? That was actually, yeah, that was incredibly impressive.
It's like, it's perfectly cut in half. It's cut in half.
This, I don't know, I guess the opposite of performance anxiety, because usually it's just like, oh, well.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So what are the ingredients for this prairie oyster?
Well, it starts off with a raw egg yolk. You need to specifically take the white out.
I didn't know that. Well, no, I guess eggs aren't always raw, but never mind. Continue.
Right, well, after that, I'm going to add a teaspoon of, please somebody else say it for me,
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce, thank you.
Wow, that's what that is, actually. That's something. What kind of sauce?
It was just a dash.
Ooh. A teaspoon.
Okay. And yes, the reason why we're doing this is because Spike did this in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're running out of things to talk about.
Not really. There's still some more filler episodes that we can probably talk about.
We'll give it some filler in the filler episode.
Yeah. This is our filler here. It has nothing to do with the podcast.
After this, a dash of Tabasco sauce.
Oh, I can smell it from here. So we got your egg.
It's a good thing I have a cold.
Your moisture whisker master sauce.
Whisker master.
And then some Tabasco sauce.
Now some salt.
In case it wasn't gross yet.
Some pepper.
And garnish it with a nice side of macaroni and cheese.
Because you don't go to Denny's unless you're hungover.
Or it's 2 a.m.
Do
you stir that or do you just take it as is?
No, you just down it in one gulp. Okay. So, here I go. Hope I don't throw up.
No!
That was an awful expression.
That was the worst face I've seen on a rock ever.
This Tabasco sauce is a lot hotter than I anticipated. Because it's not really Tabasco sauce. It's some sort of extreme hot smoking tones.
Oh, man.
So,
you look like a cat that just had water dumped on it.
If you're ever hungover, that's the cure. The spikes peak away.
Okay, so back to what Andrew was talking about, some good filler episodes. We were talking about Cowboy Bebop and how situational something or another.
Right, that... That if it's just situational anime, like if the episodes themselves are just like problem to problem,
yeah.
And similar to was
like an almost monster of the week kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of another anime.
Seinfeld.
Well, yeah, we all remember that Seinfeld anime.
Yeah. Jerry. Jerry song!
I'm not even in my final form yet, Jerry!
New man! Oh, there needs to be one of those.
Oh, how about this? I have an idea.
Okay.
What are some filler episodes in American culture? Because I can think of one right off the bat that was really good, and it was from Breaking Bad, the fly episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about that with American TV is they often... Oh, crap. Now I'm forgetting the term. There's an actual...
You explained this to us before.
Yeah, there's an actual television term. I forget what it's called, but it basically means they're going to shoot it in one place.
Bottle episode.
That's Boom. What it is. There you go.
Thank you, Chris.
They typically do that when they know they're going to be over budget or they're running out of money, because it's cheaper to stay in one place and film just in one place, not have to worry about going off location or making more sets. And what Jonathan mentioned, I think it all took place in that meth lab. At least the 90% of the episode did.
Yeah. It actually started and ended in the bedroom as well.
Well, yeah. They,
like, yeah, and yeah, right, and like the rest of it could have been like stock footage or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
But yeah, so that it. So there are definitely...
In American television, though, I feel like often bottle episodes like that are more about like a character's growth or realization about something that's happening. So it kind of like leads more insight to them. Instead of just being, let's go to the hot springs. Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. I got to see chicks in their bikinis.
Which is interesting because...
Tried to see tits. Didn't.
Which is interesting because when you think of a bottle episode, you know, then you're filling in one place and you're saving budget and everything like that. But it doesn't make a difference for anime because you still have to animate every scene. And you have to animate even more because you need new... you know, footage and new backgrounds and new costumes and, you know, everything like that. So you actually need more design goes into filler episodes rather than bottle episodes of American culture.
That's a good point.
All I can think of for something that's popping in my head is, like, Walter White going to a pool for an episode.
Like, swimsuit episode from Breaking Bad.
Jesse, we need to cook.
We need to swim.
I think for American cartoons, they have the episodes that are literally just, like, referencing past episodes. The Simpsons did it a lot back when Phil Hartman was around, like, the Troy McClure, and he's just like,
with sitcoms as well, there's a lot of, like, in the old...
Flashbacks.
Yeah, in the 90s, there was all those sitcoms where they would just have an episode where it would just, like, show bits from...
Yeah, but those were finales.
Not necessarily all the time. I know Seinfeld did that, I think, in their finale.
Yeah, and so did Saved by the Bell. Which is topical, because you talked about that last week.
Exactly.
I have my issues with Kevin Smith nowadays, but in the Clerks cartoon, the second episode was, like, a joke flashback, like, episode. And that was great, because all they did was just show footage from the first episode.
I gotta say, don't knock on the Clerks animated series, because...
No, I love the Clerks
animated. The animated series... wasn't completely 100% Kevin James.
Kevin Smith. You're right, it wasn't completely
100%
Kevin James.
In fact, none of it was
Kevin James. In fact, not
100%. That's weird that I have a thing for, like, mixing those guys up. But for some reason, my mind goes to Kevin James first, always.
Huh.
Maybe it's because he's funny.
I got...
I actually got one,
it's both American and Japanese... The Thundercats. Thundercats, the new series at least, had a ton of filler episodes. Because the 80s series was episodic, where every episode was something different. There was no main story. Because it was always like, you know, oh, Mumra, I'm evil. New plan today.
Yeah.
So the new series, where they were, you know, in search of the Book of Omens and all that, where generally when they would come across a new town in the new Thundercats series, that's when a filler episode would happen. Because they'd have the main story of the town. And then they'd have one episode within that town of a filler. Like the Took It episode when the raccoon thief and Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat had to like chase him around all over the place.
Right.
That was fun.
but that was fun. And I understand what you're saying because the town that they were in had a really main story plot to it.
I remember one of the things they did though that I didn't really like. It was a good episode, but it was what they do here in America with the season breaks. You know, where they play the first 13 episodes, and then they're like, we're going to take 3 months off of the show. You have to wait. They ended that break with a filler episode, not an actual story episode. So you're not like, I wonder what's going to happen next. You're like, that didn't explain anything. Now I have to wait. So that's what they did with the swordsman, the guy who would take all the swords of his opponents that he would beat.
I remember that.
Yeah, Thundercats. I talked about Thundercats on an episode.
Another episode. Yeah, I can't think, because a lot of the shows that I really like are very, they're not procedural like that, where it's like case of the week stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like...
Oh, you're not a fan of any of the Law and Orders?
Oh boy, I love me some crime solving.
Or CSI, Miami, New York, regular CSI.
Oh, so like... Yeah, I'm like racking my brain, like trying to go through like Lost, and I like it would be.
There's a bottle episode of Lost, isn't there?
I'm sure there was bottle episodes, but still, it wasn't what I would consider filler because every episode either answered questions or just asked like 10 more. So, yeah,
there was no hot springs episode for Lost.
Well, the whole series is practically a beach episode.
Boo. So they actually went to like a city instead. So
yeah,
like it was all taking place on a beach.
Their filler takes place in the city.
Yeah.
Like, we need to go back.
We need to put all of our clothes on and the audience will be attracted to it.
We need to shave. I don't know. And also with like The Walking Dead, I'm trying to think. And then like but, like, even with the second season, like, the second season to me is almost like a bottle season.
All
took place on the farm.
Oh,
but still, I can't think of, like, as we define, like, a filler episode.
Speaking of The Walking Dead, is anybody else playing that Walking Dead game? Because I freaking love it.
I'm up to, like, the second thing. I think I have the third one, too, but I haven't played it yet.
Everybody's been raving about it.
Yeah,
so.
It is really good. Maybe check that out.
Yeah.
So, anime.
We were talking about American stuff at that moment, so...
Yeah.
It was about 25.
So how about those elections, guys?
No.
America.
Larissa's no. So I think that was a good topic.
All right.
So do we have any reader email, or do you want to pimp out the email and websites?
We do. We didn't get any new reader email yet. The only one that we had was still the DD Neuro one, but we also got a response from Katrina, who responded to Glitch's Pokemon from the
mm-hmm.
closet episode. That was an excellent answer. The fact that
apparently there are weapons. In
Pokemon. Oh yeah, no, she completely rebutted
yeah.
Glitch, where it's like, if you're gonna choose a weapon from the
yeah.
from the Pokemon episode, they have guns that they banned from the American TV. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
Yeah.
but other than that, she's gonna be on the show later anyway, so I'm not gonna. You know, spoil any of her content that she may want to use on the Pokemon episode that's coming up. Hey, Pokemon episode coming up eventually. I don't know when.
sometime.
Yeah, sometime.
The future. Dog fighting for kids.
Yeah, might be your midlife crisis. You can do that Pokemon episode. Get a van. Well, that doesn't make much sense because you have a van right now.
Oh, man.
Anywho, so if somebody did want to email us and...
Yeah, if you want to email us, maybe tell us about your favorite filler episodes.
Hang
tell us about...
Recipes.
Oh, man, no. don't. or tell us about filler episodes you absolutely hated. Maybe you want to see more of Chris or LaRocque. Let us know.
Or hear more.
Hear more, yeah. I mean, you can see them too, I guess, if... You're doing, like, what we talked about before.
drugs. We've been over it.
Yeah.
Been over it.
So just email us. Shoot us a line at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also see our reviews over on YouTube at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. Find us on Facebook. Like our page. Subscribe to us at facebook.com/wickedanime. And you can also find our page on nerdyshow.com/wickedanime.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I'm actually even more impressed that I said it straight through, and I did it that well. It was pretty good, actually. So,
Brandon, congratulate Andrew on that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. All right. So before we end off, we like to, you know, do the music bit.
Yeah,
now.
Do a little music bit.
This week we are going to do the song from Heavy Metal Queen of the Hangover episode. Of Cowboy Bebop.
An episode is centered around a hangover. He just happened to have a hangover.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's what happened in the episode, and that's the reason why he did the egg thing.
No, he did the egg thing because he thinks he's cool.
How's that?
He's like, look, guys, what did I get you with this egg?
Really
so it's working?
No, it's definitely working.
All right. Confirmed. Plausible.
You just got to make a weird face.
Yeah, really weird.
Kids, don't drink. Drinking is bad. Okay, so here's a song from Heavy Metal Queen. We'll play that after. But I think it's time to end the podcast the only way we know how.
Goodbye! Windmill. Shine out, came out, tell I think it should just be that clip.